We are learning Maseches Harayos Daf Hey Amud Aleph. We are beginning the new Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Dalet on Beis, 2 lines from the bottom. Talk to Mishnah. Hayru Bezdin Va'asu Kol HaKol Oyruban Alpiyem Mevi'im Par. The halacha is that if Bezdin makes a psak on something that's Chayiv Koris, and they make a psak that it's mutter and it's a mistake, and the Kahol, Klal Yisrael does that Aveira, you bring a par Helm Dov Shotzibur. Now this Mishnah will discuss, first of all, who brings the par, and does Evi Shevet bring a par, or just one par for Klal Yisrael? And how much of Klal Yisrael has to do the Aveira in order to be Chayiv to bring the par? Those will all be discussions of our Mishnah and different Tanoim. Hayru Bezdin Va'asu Kol HaKol. Bezdin made a psak, and the whole Kahol did the Aveira, Ruban and or Roiv, or the majority of Klal Yisrael did this Aveira, Alpiyem, Alpi Bezdin. The Lach is Mevi'im Par. You bring a par, Helm Dov Shotzibur, you bring a par Lechatos. If it's the Aveira is Avodah Zarah, so then it's a little different. Mevi'im par, they bring a par for Oilo, v'sa'ir, and a sa'ir lechatos. And this sa'ir goes also like the par of the Shot Tzibur. It goes inside the Hechel. The dam is spritzed inside the Hechel. That's a difference about these par of the Shot Tzibur and the par of Avodah Zarah. It's different than, and the sa'ir of Avodah Zarah actually, it's different than a regular chatos. So a regular chatos is a chatos achitzain, and it's eaten as well. But the parham dov shel tzibur and the sa'ir of Eretz Chavim, it's called the parham and siyam hanesrafim. They're not eaten, they're burnt. And also the dam, the blood is brought inside the heichal and spritzed on the proiches and on the mizbeach. So here, if Klal Yisrael, Reva Klal Yisrael does the Aveira, you bring a Parim Dov Shel Tzibur by a regular Chayav Karas, and by the way, the Zara, Mevi'im Par V'Sayir, which is a Par La'Oilah and a Sayir L'Chatos. Tivra Mei. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, that if Gans Klal Yisrael does something, you don't only bring one Par. Because according to Rameir, it's Bezdin who brings the carbon, and they bring one carbon. Bezdin brings one carbon, not the Tzibur. By a regular Aveira, which means not the Zara Aveira, they bring, the Bezdin brings a par, and by Zara, the Bezdin brings a par and sar. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not the Bezdin bringing the carbon, it's the Shvatim himself. Rabbi Yehuda, you're based Shvatim, and you're based parim. That if it's Gans Klal Yisrael, so they're going to bring 12 parim, because every Shevet brings a par. Or by Chavim, since every Shevet is bringing a carbon, it'll come out to be, you're based parim, Shnei Masa Sirim. It'll be 12 parim la'ila, and 12 Sirim lechatos. It's just the same halacha, same type of carbon, just according to Rehuda, there's 12 of them, because it's not the Bezdin brings it, it's the Tzibur bringing it. And now the Tzibur bring it, Rehuda holds each Shevet's called its own Tzibur, its own Kahal. And therefore they bring 12 Parim for a Parim Dov Shel Tzibur, and for Avodah Zarah, it's 12 Parim and 12 Tzibur. Rav Shimon Aimer, on top of him, and Rav Shimon Yugimel Parim, because Rav Shimon holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, they each Shevet's called a Kahal, and they each bring a carbon, but he holds the Kahal and the Bezdin brings a carbon. Therefore, it's 13. 12 for the Shvatim and 1 for Bezdin. Yugim Parim, Vez Chavim, Shlesha Asa Parim, Yugim Asim Asirim. 13 Parim and 13 Sirim. And the Mishnah explains, Parim Vesar L'chol Shevet Shevet, a Parim Vesar L'Evi Shevet, and Parim Vesar L'Bezdin. Now, Nu Halacha, Hayru Bezdin, so that's all if it was Rav of Klal Yisrael or the whole Klal Yisrael. But Hayru Bezdin va'azu asru zayin shvatim. Let's say Bezdin made a psak and 7 shvatim did aveira. Oy ruban or roiv of the 7 shvatim apm mevi'in par uvevischav mevi'in par v'sar. The Rambam but it says that here you have 7 shvatim and it's roiv. So therefore, Rambam holds that Bezdin brings the par and not the tzibur. Now Rashi speaks out that it has to be more than just Rav of every Shevet of Shevet of a 7 Shvatim. Most has to be Reuven Shel Yisrael. We'll see later on that Zaman the Amar holds that the Rav of one or the other one is enough, either Rav Shvat, either 7 Shvatim or Rav of a Kahal. Here Rashi's master Lenin Rameh, you need both. You need 7 Shvatim and you need Reuven Shel Yisrael. So that's Rameh Yeshita, and you bring one power for Bezdin. Rudo Eimer, Zayin Shvatim Shechotu Mavim Zayin Parim. And if it's 7 Shvatim that were Chayta, you bring 7 par. And you don't need Rav or Klal Yisrael. We'll see. It's even if it will be 2, 3, or even 1. Even 1 Shevet, they'll bring a par. And not only that, because they're Chayav in the par, Vishar Shvatim Shloichotu Mavim Adayim Par Par. Each Shevet will bring also a par. The Gir says Adayim Par Par. Each one will be their own par, even though they didn't do Aveira. Something called Greira. Because the some shvatim in the Aveira, they schlep along all other shvatim, everyone has to bring a par. Shaf elu shleichotim v'vino adei chaitim, even the ones who didn't do a chait, those shvatim will have to bring a carbon because of the chaitim. Rav Shimon Aimer in such a case, Ches parim, he brings 8 parim. Well, why 8 parim? 7 for the 7 shvatim. He doesn't hold a greira. So 7 for the 7 shvatim, and 1 for bezin. Or his chavim, ches parim, ches irim. Par v'sar l'chol sherit, and par v'sar l'bezin, for bezin. So he argues on he's doing two things. First of all, he says that it's no greira. It means the other shvatim don't have to bring. And also, he holds that bezin brings. So that's Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. See, tomorrow, Lord Darshim and Psukim. Let's say it wasn't Bezdin Agadol. It was a Bezdin of one of the Shvatim. Is that sufficient enough? So it's also Machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if it's the Bezdin of that Shevet, the halacha would be is that that Shevet will bring a power Helm Dov Shel Tzivar, but there won't be anything greater. It won't schlep along the other Shvatim because it's not Bezdin Agadol. Her Bezdin Shechem Ashvatim, Vasar Yisar Shevet PM, Oitze Shevet Tuchai, Veshar Kal Shvatim Turim. That Shevet is Chai, and all Shvatim are part of the Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that all those Shvatim are part of, because no thing greater when it's only one Bezdin of this Shevet. Chama argue. Chama say, not like Rabbi Yehuda, that there's no din that the Bezdin of this Shevet is enough to Mechai Parham Dov Shel Tzivar. Only the Hayra of the Bezdin Agadol. Shnema, when we call Das Yishol, Yishku, Veloy Adas Oysa Shevet. Dafka Adas Kol Yishol, which means the Bezdin of Gans Kol Yishol, and not, which is the Sanhedrin, and not the Sanhedrin of this private Shevet. It has to be Sanhedrin Agadol of Gans Kol Yishol. Talk to Gemara. Gemara doesn't tell us the Makar for all the halachas in our Mishnah. And as we learn a Braisa with different Makaris and different Shitas. Tana Rabbanan. Yodu Shahiru Bitol Mahiru. A new halacha. Halacha is like this. The case story is like this. That Klal Yisrael, Rav of Klal Yisrael, they ate Chelev and they ate Dam. One of them was a Pashta Shagig. So they all bring a regular private Chathas, every single person. The other one was because of Bezdin's psak. That means Bezdin definitely made a psak on one of the two that's kosher, and they ate both of them. One of them is a pashta shaygig, and the other one was alpi Bezdin. But we're not sure which one was alpi Bezdin or not. So technically, they should each bring for sure a chatos, and they also should bring for sure a par, because the manoshach the chayiv a par hamdav of shotzibur for one of the veirs, and all the veirs the chayiv regular chatos. But let's see the halacha. Yodu shahiru v'tol maharu. They forgot what the psak was. Bezdin forgot. They passed the chelav or the dam. Yochi yochayov. Maybe shvichayev parum dov shel tzibur tamaleimar v'noyde hachatos v'loy shiyodu achoitim. That it has to be that they know. Bezdin knows what the chatos was, what the mistake was, which psak it was, and not v'loy shiyodu achoitim. It's not enough that the choitim know that they ate one of them b'hayra, and it's a matter of shach, it's not enough. You have to know exactly what the psak was. Another drasha. It says in the pasuk, asher chotu aleho v'ekrivu akal, and these words are extra, asher chotu aleho is extra, and the drasha should say in the Gemara, asher chotu aleho v'ekrivu akal, and we darshin, chotu shnei shvatim mevi'in shnei parim, chotu shloisha mevi'in shloisha. That the chiddush is, or even one shevet, that they bring a carbon, and don't say that it's enough for one par for three shvatim. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that each shevet has brings their own par. I know you mele chatu shnei yechidim. Maybe it's not referring to two shvatim when it says chatu lashon rabim. That will remember that each shevet brings its own carbon. Maybe it's referring to two yechidim. Maybe they bring when two yechidim do avera. Maybe they bring a par hamdav shel tzibur. They also get schlepped along greira, and they also have to bring a par. Shafil eoshlei chotu, even those who didn't do avera, mevin adei choytim, they bring a chatos adei choytim. Lekach nema kahal, lechayev akol kal vakal de Rav Yehuda. Therefore it says kahal, to be chayev akol kal vakal de Rav Yehuda, and we'll see later on a little bit more what the drasha is, how we see from these words, all these drashas. Because basically, Rav Yehuda is telling you a lot of different halachas. First of all, he's telling you lechayev akol shevet v'shevet. He's also telling you that there's a din of Gerera, and he also told you in the Mishnah that a bezin of that shevet's enough. So you need drushes for all these halachas of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon holds no din Gerera, and he says like this. But Rabbi Shimon holds no din Gerera, but he does add on an extra par, and that is for bezin. You have to know where you know that from. We'll see in the Gemara right now. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Zayin Shvatim Shchotim, Vim Zayin Parim. They only bring Zayin Parim, there's no Greira. Doesn't slap along the other Shvatim, didn't do the Aveira. Ubezdim, Avina, Yedei, and Par. And Bezdim also brings a Par for themselves. Shinema, how do we know? Because it says in the parish of twice Kahal. And just like the first Kahal is a mistake by both the Bezdin and the people doing it, so when it says that they bring a carbon, Vekrivu Akal, also means both of them. Let's see the Gemara inside. Shnevel Mata Kal, Vnevel Maila Kal. It says Kal twice in the parasha. Ma Kala Mila Maila. It says Vnelam Hadava Meinei HaKahal. So there we know it means both Nelam from the Bezdin and from the Kal. Ma Kala Mila Maila means Bezdin Makal. Means both. Af Kahal Amal Mata. When it says bring a carbon, Bezdin Makal means Bezdin and the Kahal brings the carbon. That's a shita of Reb Shimon. Rameir Aimer, he also argues on the Din Gereira, but he also argues another halacha. He holds that only Bezdin brings a par home davar shel tzibur. Rameir Aimer, Zayin Shvatim Shechotu, Bezdin Avim Odei and Par. Bezdin brings a par, Behim Patur, their potter. How do we know? Because Nema, same Xerishava, Kal Kaba, different drasha. Same Xerishava, two Kahals, but he holds that the Iker Kahal in the first pasuk that says, Venelam Adav Meina Kahal, means Bezdin. They're the ones who made the mistake, not the people. The people followed the Bezdin. So Zoktimar and Sarah, Meir Aimer, Zayin Shon Shachot, Bezdim, Vim, my day in power, Behem Paturim, Nemekalam, Atav, Nemekalam, Ilam, Akalam, Olam, Ilam, Bezdim, Litzibur, like Rashi says, because the Mashma, Bezdim Shakal, Veloy Mekal, the mistake is the Bezdim Shakal, so it's Dafka, Bezdim, Atzibur, Afkahol, when it says the Rekriva, call the carbon, Afkahol, Olam, Atav, Bezdim, Litzibur. That's a drosha of Rameir. Rav Shimon Bar Elazar, Oimer Mishmoy, Shimon Bar Elazar says, B'shem Rameir, something else, that you don't need Roiv Shvatim and Roiv Klai Yisrael. One without the other one is enough to be Chai. Chotu Shisha Shvatim, Vehim Rubi Shakal. Oizayin, it means if there's six Shvatim, but the Roiv of Klai Yisrael. Oizayin, Apisha, In Rubi Shakal, Vehim Par. Or it's seven, even without being Roiv, you bring a Par. So it's another Shita in Rameir. That means Fear of Yehuda, and Fear of Yehuda, even one shevet does aver. You don't need any rev at all. You bring a par to helm davar shel tzibur. Not only that, a mic slept the other ones along with it. But the second one there, Rabbi Shimon, holds that also every shevet is enough to be chayiv. But Rameir holds you need afka rev of Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Shimon Loza says b'shem Rameir that it has to be not only rev of Klal Yisrael, it has to be rev shvatim and rev of Klal Yisrael. And it could be Rameir himself, maybe. That Meir Rameir holds, you have to have Rav Shvatim and Rav Klal Yisrael. Rav Shimon Elazar says, Rav Shimon Rameir, no, one way out of the home is enough. It's enough for either Shisha Shvatim and Hei Rubi Shakal, or Zayin Avish and Hei Rubi Shakal. So it means in Rav Meir Shita, there's two ways to learn. In Rav Huda Rav Shimon, they hold one shave, it's enough anyway. But in Rav Meir Shita of having Rav, what's Rav? So in Stam Rav Meir, it would sound like you need both. You need Rav Shvatim and Rav Klal Yisrael. Shimon Elazar says, Mishmoy, that's enough, one without the other one. Either Rav Klal Yisrael or Rav Shvatim. Amar, instead in a case where Bezdin made a psak and Klal Yisrael did two averes, Chelev and Dam. We're not sure which one was Alpi the psak Bezdin. We know one of them was Alpi psak Bezdin, one was a regular shaygig. So do you bring a Parham Dov Shel Tzibur? The Gemara says, Amar, it says in the Brayis of Noida Chatas Loishi Yavadu Achaitim. It has to be that the one who made the psak has to know it's not enough if the people that aver know what they did. So man tana, who's the tana of this halacha? Rabbi Yudom Ravi, Tema Rava, the loy ki Rabbi Eliezer. It's not like Rabbi Eliezer. What's Rabbi Eliezer's sheet? The tanan, there's a shayla like this. In Maseches Krisis, there's a story there where there was chaylev and noisa in front of a person. Both of them are chayev achatas. He ate one of them. He's not sure which one he ate. Rabbi Eliezer says chayev achatas. Because for sure, you ate a chayev achatas. Rabbi says, no, you're potter. But so Rabbi Eliezer says, why you chayev? Because of manav shach. And Yeshua says, no, it says, Ashachata, but you have to know what you were chayta. So Dr. Gemara, that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer, but our Braisa is not like Rabbi Eliezer, because in the Braisa it says that even though you know for sure they did something up Sak Bezdin, since you don't know for sure which one it is, the loch is, you're a potter. Rabbi Eliezer holds the same Manav Shach. The Tanah Rabbi Eliezer, Manav Shach, Im Chelev Achel Chayev Chatas, if Noisa Achel is Chayev Chatas. So Rabbi Eliezer always says Manav Shach. So our Mishnah is not like, our Braisa is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Vashi Amar, no. I feel the name of Rabbi Eliezer. You could just remember Rabbi Eliezer. Shani Hocho, Dixiv Ashechotu Oleho. Here, you're right. Here's this new drasha. The drasha is Ashechotu Oleho. Really, is Venoida Chatas Ashechotu Oleho. They have to know the Chatas. That's why here and Rabbi Eliezer agree. Monosha doesn't help because you have to know. Freit the Gemara. Hosnamik Siv Ashechotu Ba. That was Rabbi Yeshua's drasha. The argument Rabbi Eliezer over there. This is Ashechotu Ba also. They have to know what you're chayta on. That's going to exclude misasek, where someone doesn't know exactly what he's doing. That's what shechatah b'ah means. For example, Rashi gives that on Shabbos he's trying to pick up something that's talosh, a detached pepper, and he pulls out a pepper. That's misasek. That's not chayav. That's what shechatah b'ah is teaching us. That therefore, maybe Rav Eliezer would agree to us over here that Bezin does not bring parah minav shetziva, because here's a special drasha. You have to know what you're doing. Now, what is Rav Yehuda's drasha? How does Rav Yehuda get this drasha, all his drashas from the word kahal? So my time with Rav Yehuda. So kasavri abar kahal iksiva. He says the word kahal in both these psukim, in Perek Dal Yud Gimel and Perek Dal Yud Aled, one says v'nelam dava meine hakahal, and the other one says v'kriva hakahal. And hey, what's hakahal? Say kahal. So it's like it's two times kahal. So you have four times kahal. Called kahal hakahal, two times says hakahal, so it's altogether four kahali. Abal kahal iksiv. Kahal hakahal, kahal hakahal. So what are the four drashas? Chad l'chayev akol kahal v'kahal. First one is the mechayev at each shevet as a din kahal. That's the first one. V'chad, the second one is lo'hira tluya bezdin ma'is tol v'kahal. To teach us that the hira is bezdin and the ma'is has to be done at the other kahal. That teaches us the ma'is is tol v'kahal. So it says kahal. The day after do the avera. If bezdin does the avera, you don't bring a power of the receiver. It has to be the kahal does it. V'chad, a third one is the greira. Tell us that not only is the shevet who did the avera chayev, but all other shevet chayev as well. The fourth one is to teach us that even the Bezdin of themselves is Chayiv. Usually you hold the Nisar Hedra Gadol. But here with Kamash Law, and that even the fear of Yud at least, that each Shevet that's own Bezdin will be Chayiv its own Shevet. There won't be a greater in such a case, but they'll be Chayiv for their own Shevet. That's the four drushes at a Kahal. Drusha number one is L'chayev called Shevet. The drasha number two is that the Maisa of the Aver is holding the Kahal. Third one is the Negreira. They schlep along the other ones. And the fourth halacha is that Bezin Darat Shevet. Rav Shimon holds it's only Klosa Kalik Sivi, because he holds one of the Hakahals are Pashat Urcha Dekra. Rav Shimon Klosa Kalik Sivi, Hakahal, says Kal Sivi, Hakahal, Kahal Hakahal. Because Me'ene Hakahal, Urcha Dekrahu. The word Me'ene, Ve'krivu Hakahal, you're right, there's extra hay. But me'ene akal is orcha de krohu. K'da amri inche me'ene de planya. When you're referring to the me'ene of something, you don't say me'ene kol, me'ene hakol. From that specific person, the ene of that specific person is hakol. So therefore, we only have three kahals, because he holds one of the hakals is not extra. So altogether three kahals. So chad, the chayiv, akal, akal, akal. One is the chayiv, each shevet. When it comes to the parallel, see each shevet is chayiv. Each shevet is called the kahal. But now the other two are used for Xeris Shava. But Cherei, Achrin and Nemel, Amatakov and Amalakal, Malahalom, Bezdin and Makal. Just like there, it's a mistake by Bezdin and Kahal. Afkan, the carbon's brought by Bezdin and Makal. V'Rameir, Kahal HaKahal Loi Darsh. Rameir does not Darsh Mechlal the Kahal HaKahal. And therefore, you only have two Kahals. And he uses everything Xeris Shava. And therefore, he needs a Roy, because he has no Darsh to teach you a Shevet. Hilkoch Trey Kalik Sivi. Just like he holds that the me'ene, the mistake is by the bezdin, not tzibur. Afkan, the carbon is bezdin, loy tzibur. Bezdin and not the tzibur. So it comes out, fear of Shimon, it says three times kahal. One kahal is a chayav called shevet shevet. The other two is for gzeres shava. Rameir is only two. He doesn't dash the hay at all. And therefore, it's only gzeres shava. Gzeres shevet teaches us the only bezdin means the carbon and not the kahal, not the klal yishav. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who darshan's one rave is enough, my time. Well, where's his makar from? His makar is from the parasha by Avodah Zarah. Because Ksiv, it says there, V'hoyo im me'ene e'eda nesso l'shkaga. So it sounds like, Alma mi'uto. The Ksiv me'ene, it sounds like even a mi'it. But on the other hand, in the same parasha, the Ksiv, in the parasha of Avodah Zarah, it says, V'nislach l'chol adas b'nei yishol l'ger agar v'seicham ki l'chol ha'om v'shkaga. It sounds like everyone. Remember the Ruba. It sounds like a Ruba Kula. It sounds like a Ruba. So it's a ruba in mutaloy haketzad also vav veim ruba shakal. That's enough. Or zayin avichayim shakal. There's a case when a mi'at chayiv when it's zayin shvatim. He darshim his psukim to say like this. So that's all these mandiyamrim the different drashes. And he holds that even if it's zayin avichayim ruba shakal is chayav. Now the Gemara on the base will continue how Rav Shimon Meir have other drashes, and we'll continue with the next recording of Hashem.